The same thing can happen when church members go to the temple before they're really prepared. I had a good friend who was a very powerful teacher of temple preparation seminars. The sheer strength of his personality and the tremendous love he expressed kept people coming to his classes, but they never truly understood Christ and the gospel. In a sense, they became hero worshipers who focused on a human being rather than on the Savior. As each seminar ended and a new group replaced the old one, the graduates lost their base of support. They went to the temple, but many went ill-prepared, and within a week or two they removed their temple garments. They were built on a sandy foundation, not on the foundation of Christ. The Book of Mormon identifies the true foundation that will anchor us in the church and the gospel. The Book of Helaman teaches, "Remember, remember, that it is upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ, the Son of God, that ye must build your foundation. That when the devil shall send forth his mighty winds, yea, his shafts in the whirlwind, yea, when all his hail and his mighty storm shall beat upon you, it shall have no power over you to drag you down to the gulf of misery and endless woe, because of the rock upon which ye are built, which is a sure foundation, a foundation whereon if men build, they cannot fall." Close quote. Understanding sequences. Once we understand the significance of sequence in the Lord's work, we can look at a variety of things in a whole new light. Consider, for example, the Articles of Faith. Articles 1 through 3 deal with God, man, and Christ, discussing essentially the concerns of the first two events of the Restoration. Article 4 enumerates basic principles and ordinances of the gospel. Articles 5 and 6 go more deeply into church organization and so forth. Here are some additional examples of gospel sequencing that are worth considering. First, the Lord's commission to Moses. See Moses chapter 1. Second, the Savior's teachings to the Nephites at the temple in Bountiful. See 3 Nephi, chapters 11 through 20. Third, the temple endowment ceremony. Fourth, the process of finding and teaching investigators and reactivating members. Fifth, priesthood and auxiliary work.